As long as there have been bikes, there have been bike thefts. No matter which community you live in, if you don't safeguard that two-wheeled investment, you risk losing it. Daybreak's Robert Doan recently did a drive around downtown Prince George to learn about so-called bicycle chop shops. And Robert joins us this morning with what he's learned. Hey, Robert.
Hey there.
Bicycle chop shops. I'm already intrigued. But why now? Why talk about bike theft?
Well, you know, it's interesting because on Facebook, there are some common things you see. And some of the things you see whenever you're on Facebook or social media are, you know, like the missing pets and missing bike posts. And you see them all the time. It doesn't matter which community you're from. And I'd heard about these so-called chop shops in Prince George before. I just hadn't taken the time to look into them yet. And that is, of course, until I heard from J.P. Palmer.
Okay, well, hopefully he'll introduce me to the so-called chop shop since it's a first for me. What is J.P.'s story?
Well, pretty standard, really. He comes home, his kid's bike stolen right out of the yard. He gets mad, heads into downtown Prince George to see if he can find it. He reports it to police. He goes to the pawn shops. And then he comes across a curious little operation right in the downtown at a well-known shelter.
So I went out that evening and toured around some of the spots and just sat in the alley and watched these guys inside the compound stripping bikes.
Right downtown, broad daylight. He didn't find his son's bike, but what he found was a number of these spots around the city where bikes appear to be being dropped off, stripped down, painted, and resold.
And Robert, what do these spots look like?
It's interesting. With the untrained eye, you might not know what you're looking at, but as you're walking around alleyways, in front of some apartment buildings, there are these places, for example, alongside one unnamed hotel at a bottom floor unit, you could see like these like 10 to 15 chained up bikes. JP says he goes by this place routinely and these bikes continually change. And he showed me a picture of actually people he caught scraping off serial numbers as they came into this one location, and they were spray painting as well. You might know it's kind of one of those initiatives that people might use to prevent their bikes from being stolen. They get those little serial numbers on, right? Well, they're so efficient, they bring them to these spots to be scraped off, and those numbers are scraped off within minutes. The scene in one of the alleyways he brought me to was like just this mess of bike pieces, lug nuts, and everything you could think of spread all over the place, not even hidden from view.
And you get a chance to talk. Did you get a chance to talk to any of the people alleged to be on the receiving end of the bikes?
I did. So basically, I'm with JP, and we pull up to one of these guys, and he says his name is Jerry.
I was wondering, where do these bike parks all come from?
Now, it's really hard to hear. Jerry says Binners drop off the bikes for him once a week. And if you're there, you can see he's surrounded by bike parts, screws, bolts, bike pieces strewn all over in this alleyway. One bike was in pieces, sandpapered down, which makes you question whether really Binners are finding these bikes in garbage bins. And all this was happening right downtown, again, as I mentioned before, in broad daylight.
Right. So that is the big question, whether these are just simply being found. So the bigger question, perhaps, who are dropping the bikes off to these individuals?
Well, I asked the RCMP who might be supplying the bikes, and this is what RCMP Corporal Craig Douglas had to say.
Well, there's some people that are very attuned to, you know, building bikes, and we've gone into crack shacks and found them in the basement sort of things where there's tools, there's bikes hanging on the wall, frames that have been recently painted and things like that. And these people that are doing this will start high and get what they can if it comes down to it. And it depends on how desperate they are. Generally, these people are addictions related. So whether it be alcohol or more likely other illicit drugs like cocaine, heroin, whatever it might be. And so they might swap it out for $20 so they can get a crack rock if they're that desperate. There's very few that are doing this as a source of income.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically to support a habit.
So if you're just a person wandering around downtown, perhaps looking for a bike, what are the telltale signs that you are seeing a stolen bike?
Well, I asked RCMP Craig Douglas again this very same question. This is what he had to say.
Generally, most people that buy a bike buy the color they want. They don't go and painted a different color. The labels are taken off and it's the frame's all painted. Chances are that bike at some time was stolen. I'm almost certain, but whether or not it can be proven whether or not that serial number was recorded. But that's an indicator. Certainly a very high-end bike with somebody that, you know, doesn't appear to be making a lot of income is unlikely.
Craig Douglas with the RCMP. So essentially hard to track, likely spray painted, made from various parts. And of course, if a high-end bike is being ridden by someone who looks like they probably can't afford it, likely not theirs. And get this, it's not just bikes. If it can be sold, it can be stolen. Here's Craig Douglas again.
Motorized mobility carts. So one was stolen recently, like I'd say within the last couple of weeks. And 2 days later, we recovered it, and it was completely painted, and it didn't look so much like, obviously it was the same model, but it didn't look like the same mobility aid that was stolen 2 days previously, and it was a good paint job.
RCMP spokesperson Craig Douglas.
All right, so you started this journey driving around with JP trying to find his son's stolen bike. Now, say you see a bike that you suspect is stolen, what do you do?
I'll be honest, options are pretty much limited. A bike can be torn down in minutes, hours. Serial numbers, as we mentioned, can only do so much. And it can be hard to prove theft unless there is a serial number. There are also so many bikes being used downtown that might be stolen that it would be an incredibly time-consuming exercise for police. So I'd ask, actually, there's even talk of maybe a bike bait program. Apparently, that's been done in the past. It could be brought back to Prince George. But if your bike is stolen, you're told to report it to police. Be sure to get those bikes numbered anyway. But the best thing to do, lock up your bike.
Robert, whatever happened to J.P. Palmer's son's bike?
Sadly, the bike was never recovered, but I do believe that they're going to buy him a new bike, hopefully. There are many options, but as it stands, they were not able to find the bike despite the going throughout the city and looking, but they were not able to recover it.
Fascinating story, Robert. Thanks for this.
You're welcome.